Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you all doing? I hope you're having a fantastic day, whether this is first thing in the morning for you, you're listening to this in the car, on a walk, going to the gym, or whether you're listening to this just before you drift off to sleep. Wow, I nearly went into hypnosis mode then, didn't I? Don't worry, you're not in a state of hypnosis, you're all going to be fine. Now, today's episode, right, I feel like I'm stepping into a bit of a tough love phase, which, if you know me, isn't really my default state. Even when I'm coaching, it's not necessarily tough love that I use to kind of drive my sessions. But today's episode is for you if you're not where you want to be. So this might be in your business, you're not where you want to be. It might be not having the income that you want. Could be not getting that promotion, not feeling 100% in whatever it is you're doing, whether you're a student, whether you're a stay-at-home mum. And it's basically for you, if you feel that you're putting in some effort, if you feel that you're busy, but there's just a bit of a disconnect and you're not getting the results that you are desiring. Maybe you're a fan of manifestation. And maybe you are trying to manifest things and you're putting in all of this effort and you're working and you're working. But something is just not clicking. If that's you, if you're not getting those results, then you need this episode. And it's based on my own experiences. So there's going to be some examples here that I honestly went through and I was making mistakes. And it's things that I see time and time again with my clients. Now, it's just popped into my head, so I always follow my intuition with this. I'm about to launch a Learn to Manifest in 10 Minutes a Day course. Now, it's still in the building stages. The information is with my wonderful virtual assistant who is helping me with some of the videos and bits and bobs. But if you want to learn how to manifest quickly, easily, if you're busy, which, hey, I think all of us are, and you want a simple, straightforward solution that's a course where you just need 10 minutes a day for a week to learn how to manifest anything you desire, then this is going to be the course for you. Now, if you're not already following me on Instagram, make sure that you go over to victoria.maskell. Follow me on Instagram because all the details are going to be launching in my stories very, very soon. Okay. Right, so as I said, this episode, it is a bit of a tough love episode because I really, really want you to get the results. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to turn into mean Victoria Maskell because that's just not me. But I want you, whoever you are listening to this podcast, to achieve your income goals, to get those promotions, to feel absolutely amazing in whatever you're doing. And today, I'm going to show you why that's not happening. Why you are putting in all this effort, you're hustling, you're doing all of this work, but ultimately that big goal that you have set yourself is not showing up. Right, so is this you? You're busy. You're always doing stuff. Maybe this is that you're creating content. Maybe you are creating videos, images, newsletters. Maybe if this is in your 9-to-5, you're always working on a project. Maybe you're actually that person who is perfecting images on Instagram. You've got the perfect filters. You're looking for the right angles. Maybe you're researching it. Maybe this is a more on a practical level. Maybe you're always tidying and organizing and planning and creating those perfect workbooks and just playing around with fonts and colors and just needing to have everything planned to the nth degree. Can you relate to that? Can you relate to any of those things that I've just been talking about? Because the harsh truth is, this is the tough love, Victoria, coming through. The harsh truth is that those things do not make you successful. They do not make you feel fulfilled. They do not make you money. They don't get you clients, and they don't get you to that next stage in your life. They don't move you forward in your relationships. They don't move your bank account forward. They don't move yourself and your personal development forward. All they are doing, all they really are, if you like, is a logical excuse. Your brain is creating these tasks and your brain is creating these logical excuses because it really feels like it makes sense to create more content because you think, well, hang on a minute, I need this content. I need to talk to my ideal clients. I need to showcase how I can help people. I need people to resonate with me. And then it starts to make sense that we need to have workbooks for our clients and we need to make sure they're perfect and they're showing us off in the best possible light. And it also makes sense that we need to feel fully ready before we take action. Whether this is going for that promotion, getting a new job, moving house, whatever it is, we need that sense of feeling ready. And we tell ourselves we have to have that. We kind of say, yeah, well, I'm going to do that when this, when that, when this is done. But none of that is true. Firstly, okay, let's just address this. No one ever feels fully ready. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as the perfect time. There's no such thing as feeling fully ready. It just doesn't exist because we'll also create something, we'll add something in, something new to hold us back. So let's say, you know, you've said, right, well, when I hit 2,000 followers or when I hit 500 followers on Facebook or Instagram, then I'll be ready to launch my product because then I've got a big enough following. Well, you'll hit that number and then you'll say, ah, yeah, but actually, I really need to have 2 more weeks of content ready because. Or you'll say, well, actually, I really need to do this extra training course because then, and it all feels so logical and it feels so sensible. Or, you know, feeling you need to do another course is something that I suffered with because I love courses. I love learning, needing to have more Instagram content ready. Yeah, maybe it's practicing something. Maybe you're like, I need to practice this speech. I need to practice teaching this. I need to work with some other people on a pro bono basis because I need to feel ready. I need to feel more concrete in what I do. I've even heard logical excuses that are based on external things. So I've heard so many people say, well, yeah, Victoria, I know I'm almost ready, but I've heard that, I mean, it can literally be anything, this moon phase, I've heard that September, I've heard that January, it's not a good time of year to launch. Or they say things like, well, you know, social media, it's just not as busy on the weekend. So there's no point me taking action on Saturday or Sunday. So I need to wait until Monday. And then that's good because that's a new start of the week. And I'm just like, can you hear this? And I completely get it because I have been in this position. I have been making these logical excuses. And I call them logical excuses because they feel so real at the time. Is that a song lyric? Feel so real. It's going through my head. Answers on a postcard if you know what song I'm talking about. Anyway, but it does. It feels logical. And this is the power of coaching because your coach can spot this in you. Sometimes friends and family can as well, but most of the time you think you're taking great action. You think you're being really sensible. You think you are doing exactly what you need to do. But here is the real truth. Action is scary and inaction is safe. So in your mind, your internal powerhouse, your subconscious mind has one job. That's it. It's been tasked with one thing and that is to keep you safe. So your subconscious mind just sends you these thoughts, these kind of, I need to do these busy tasks. And it tells you that they're vital. It tells you that Instagram content and the perfect filter and having 10 workbooks ready is absolutely vital because without that, you could be making a mistake. But really, These tasks, they are just there to stop you getting out of your comfort zone. And we all know that change only really happens when we step out of our comfort zone. Is it scary? Yes, it's scary. I remember the first time I spoke in front of a group of women about mindset and hypnosis. I was so scared, absolutely petrified. I knew my stuff, but the idea of actually standing up and having all of these faces looking at me made me want to run. And I was thinking like, oh, shall I just leave? Shall I just pretend I'm not here? Shall I just not even turn up? Because it's scary. Of course it's scary, because anything that's different, anything that our brain perceives as out of our comfort zone, not the day-to-day, it sees as scary and it tells us not to do it. But you see, what we've done is we've been quite clever as human beings, but it's still holding us back. We've wised up to the idea that we can't just do nothing. If you're a business owner, if you're in a 9-to-5, if you're a stay-at-home mum, if you're a student, you know that doing nothing gets you nowhere. You know that. So you can't just sit at home and watch Netflix. But because we know that, we make these logical excuses because they're tasks that make us feel productive. We feel like if someone came home at the end of the day and said, oh, so what have you done today? We could go, oh, well, actually, I've had a really, really busy day. So I've been doing this, 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 and this. And particularly if they don't necessarily know your business or know your job, they might think, wow, yeah, you've been really busy. That is then positive reinforcement. So we think, yes, I've been really busy. And this person has said, wow, that sounds amazing. Excellent. I'm an awesome CEO. I'm getting on with my business. But all these tasks are doing is they might make us feel productive, or they might make us feel like we're getting closer to getting clients or launching a product or getting that promotion, when really, what's really, really happening is we are just stalling. So if you were really honest with yourself right now, can you identify things that you are doing? Can you notice things you're doing right now that are stalling you? If your life was absolutely on the line, would these tasks, whatever it is you're doing, if your life was absolutely on the line, would these tasks really get you to your goal? Are they crucial? Now, obviously, it depends on what your goal is, but let's say your goal is to, I don't know, have a 5K month, okay? That is your goal. Maybe it's have a 10K month because you've been stuck at 5K. Is creating that Instagram post vital? Is perfecting that workbook vital? Or is there something else that you know would get you to that goal faster, but you're hesitating on? So does having that presentation nailed down to the very last word with all the slide transitions and the perfect color-coded slides really get you that promotion? Does it really? Or is there something else that you should be doing that's more scary? Maybe it's more time consuming, maybe it's more difficult, but that would get you there faster. Are there ways that you are staying safe right now? And honestly, this has 100% been me in the past, and I still have to watch out for this. This is why I have a coach. This is why I have masterminds, where I value so much other people challenging me, because our subconscious mind is forever craving safety. Remember, it's its one job, it's its sole purpose. And as you up level in business, as you take those next steps, maybe this is going from side hustle to full time. Maybe you're in a 9-to-5 and you desperately want to create this business to have this freedom and this income, whatever it is. Maybe your subconscious is saying, well, you've taken that step, but we're not ready for you to take that next one. That's way too far out of your comfort zone. So you're stalling. You're telling yourself that you have to have that email sequence ready, or you have to have that other thing in place before you could possibly take any action. Now, this is the thing. Maybe you love editing videos or creating content or designing workbooks, and that is absolutely great. It's not about that. It's asking yourself, do these tasks that you are doing actually get you what you want in your business? Do they get you those dream clients? Do they make you money? Do they move you forward in your business? Do they move your life forward to the next level? Do they get you that freedom? Do they get you that ability to go and pick your children up from school, go to their school plays? Are those tasks that you're doing absolutely vital? So for me, I really, really noticed this. Oh, it's almost embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you the story. I really noticed this when I launched my first 12-week coaching program. And I remember talking to my coach at the time, and I remember saying to her, well, I can't possibly build an email list yet, or I can't possibly start engaging on social media, start talking to people, can't possibly go to any networking events because the alignment of workbook 8 was totally off and I wasn't happy with the photos in workbook 3. So really what I needed to do was have that branding photo shoot in London, and it had to be in London because that just fit my brand. And I really needed to change those text boxes because, you know, no one is going to talk to me if they see those. And you can just tell, can't you? But these things felt like they were absolutely vital to me. These things felt like they were so crucial, so, so important, because they were my logical excuses. They were the things that I was saying I needed to do. But you probably listened to that and thought, that's absolutely ridiculous, Victoria. Why would workbook 8 having funny alignment cause a problem at all? Well, it wouldn't. But I felt it needed to. I felt that people were going to see it and think, you know, what? That's ridiculous. That font, that colour. But it is ridiculous. Why on earth did I need a branding photo shoot in London to start talking to people about what I did? Now, it's not about not having a branding photo shoot. It's not about that. It's about I was just making it as a stalling tactic. It was a technique to keep me away from what I was really scared of. And I couldn't see that because it honestly seemed completely logical to me at the time. Everything had to be in one place. It had to be ready. Otherwise, I just thought, well, what was the point? And honestly, it does make me laugh now. And my poor coach was probably putting her head in her hands and just saying, Victoria, this is ridiculous. Because this, let's remember, this was a 12-week program and I was obsessing about particularly something that was in workbook 8, so week 8. Now, if I'd had a conversation with someone and said, well, this is what I do, and they'd said, oh, wow, Victoria, that's exactly what I need, I'd love to work with you. I had 8 whole weeks to sort out that font or the text box or whatever it was in that workbook. But I didn't see it like that. It was all fear talking. And it was really scary, and it was totally out of my comfort zone to be like, hey, I'm Victoria, I now have a 12-week program to help you transform your mindset and your business. So because that was too scary, I created logical excuses. I stalled. I waited. I put busy tasks in the way, and really, I needed a bit of a kick. And that's what my coach did, and that's what she helped me to see. I needed a kick to see the mistake I was waiting. I don't know why I was waiting. Oh, you see, I was stalling. And now I can spot this a mile off in my clients. I can sense when they're saying to me, oh, you know, I don't have time for X, or, you know, Y isn't ready yet, or, you know, I just need to do Z because, and I know their goals. I know them so well. I can also spot the language they use, the body language. They start saying, or they'll say things like, no, genuinely, I must do this. And it's that over-justification that just flags up, hang on a minute, no, this is fear talking. And we have to break past that. And I know what their goals are, and I know what is going to get them there. And that is what is happening in our one-to-one sessions. Because it's all mindset and it's all fear just rolled up into one big ball that seems logical to us when we're inside it. But a coach is able to step out of that. A coach is able to spot these things, highlight them, trigger them, and then remove them. So ask yourself, what is my real goal? Deep down, what am I striving for? What's on my vision board? What am I trying to manifest? Do you want a promotion? Or do you actually want to start your own business? Maybe you are sick of your 9-to-5 and you desperately, maybe you have this dream business, you've got this idea, maybe it's in the sort of production stages, but you're stalling. Or do you want to apply for a new job in a completely new field? Maybe you can see this opportunity. Maybe someone has told you about something you'd be brilliant at, but it involves change. Do you want to sign 5 more clients this month? Have you got a physical monetary income? Do you want to surpass your 10K months? What is it that you are designing your life around? What do you want to create? And then look at those actions you're taking. Look at what you're doing on a daily basis. Look at the tasks you are creating that you're putting on your to-do list. and ask yourself, are these actions the best way to get you this goal? If your life depended on you achieving your goal, would you take these actions? Or is this something else that you're scared of doing? And are there other tasks that are scary, but that would get you to your goal faster? Are you stalling? Are you creating tasks to fill time? And is there actually something that deep down you know would get you to what you want, but it's just scary? Now, obviously, I'm not talking about never taking care in your work or not paying attention to details. It's not about that. I'm asking to see if you know, or to see if what you're doing feels too safe. Have you got stuck on that treadmill? Have you got stuck on that, oh, well, on Mondays, I always take 5 hours to create content? Well, great, but is that content signing you clients? Do you need as much content as that? Do you need to take that time? Is it actually preventing you from going to that local event and saying, hey, this is who I am, this is my business, these are my products, would you like to talk about that? If I'm basically asking you to see and be really honest with yourself and see if fear is driving you rather than excitement, rather than chasing your goals. And then I want you to just say, you know, what is the worst thing that could happen? If I did take the action that I know deep down I need to take, what is the worst thing that could happen? I want you to stare that fear in the face. I want you to challenge it. I want you to ask yourself, what evidence have I got? What would actually happen? Would I be able to do anything about that? And this is absolute worst case scenario. So just like, I think, is it in, I want to say it's in Monsters, Inc., but it also may have been a John Lewis Christmas advert. I might be wrong. It's just like when you're a child and you thought that there was that monster under your bed and you were absolutely petrified and you were hiding under your duvet and you're thinking, I'm just going to stay here. I'm just going to stay under my duvet. It's all going to be fine. But then one day, you got up that courage to look under your bed and you found it was just a teddy. It was just a teddy bear creating that shadow. So it was nothing scary, but the fear of the what if was keeping you stuck. It was keeping you fixated in your bed, hiding under your duvet because of an unknown fear. So to summarize, today I want you to really challenge those fears and I want you to see if the actions you're taking are actually just stalling you, keeping you in your comfort zone and preventing you from hitting those 10K months, from signing clients, from getting that promotion, or whatever your particular goal is. Now, if you think you might need a bit of tough love, a little bit of support and encouragement to break through this fear, then I actually do one-to-one booster sessions to help you break through these fears and barriers. And in fact, sometimes it's just starting with identifying them because we don't even really know what these fears are. We just see that we're not getting the results, we're not getting the clients, and we're not getting the income. And I've got some availability in October for some 60-minute sessions and possibly some longer mentoring program. So come and have a chat with my team and see if these are things that can help you and that can basically stop you from stalling and get you those results that you want. Now you can email me at victoria@victoriamaskell.com. That was com. Or you can click the link in the description box in the notes and you can talk to one of my team and they will talk you through all of the options and see what could be right for you. So have a great day, everyone. And here is to some tough love and facing those fears. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day and I will see you all in the next episode.